taking your thoughts on that?
A lot of positives, a few negatives. Didn't come out in the second half. I thought first half performance was okay. Second half performance until they scored wasn't good enough. But since Shelburne put you under serious pressure with a lot of high balls and a lot of diagonal balls under the box. But look, we certainly didn't set up in the second half to play in the manner we did. We got pinned on. We made changes. The changes affected us because, you know, Darren Cole hasn't played a game in 10 months. We took a psychological blow with Ali Gilchrist hurting his foot the day before yesterday. James Agginton, they failed a fitness test yesterday. So there was a couple of psychological blows we took. And again, we've taken only one we've conceded from a set piece. But look, I don't know why we have to concede a goal before we respond. It was the same last week against Rovers. And it's something we've got to fix, and we've got to fix quick.
That's what I was about to say. The goal again, it's like Achilles heel now when a high ball goes on there.
Well, look, I think, you know, we've lost. Ali was a big loss, as I say. Darren Cole coming off, big loss. But we just can't afford to switch off for a second in these games. It's you know, it's been something we spoke about all week, and ultimately it's cost us 2 points. We've threw a lot of points away over the last week, and, you know, we got to make sure we get better than that.
And Big Ebra, good.
He's a good player. A real handful. Unfortunately, we've players all at different levels of fitness. I thought Dunwoody, when he came on tonight again, was good. I thought Adam Hamill, when he came on, was good. I thought Mitey done well in the first half. But again, we got to get these guys up to speed as quickly as possible, because they'll be good assets for us moving forward.